Okay, our friends. So today we are reading the last story in the Lego City 5-Minute Stories story book. This story is called A Wild Life. It's based on the story by Joshua Pruitt, and it is read today by Mommy and
King Caspian of Narnia.
King Caspian? The 10th? Excellent, excellent. Oh, I'm pleased that you are here with me today, Your Royal Highness. I shall do my best to tell you a tale that is as brilliant as yours. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Westbrook W. Sleet was the host of the TV show Wild Wilderness. He and his camera operator, Toby, were working on a new episode. Today, we're in the jungle near an animal rescue camp, said Westbrook into a microphone. The jungle is full of endangered species.
What if the endangered species is us? Toby said, spotting a lioness behind them. Should we run?
Yes, Westbrook yelled, but keep filming.
They ran toward the animal rescue camp, and so did the lioness.
Are they going to get eaten by a lion?
I'm deeply concerned.
Not if they draw their swords and attack it.
That's true, but they don't have swords on them, it looks like. When they reached the camp, the lioness stopped. Oh, good. Whew.
Don't worry about Mina,
a woman there said calmly, and she gave the big cat a piece of meat.
She wasn't chasing you. She was just running home for her afternoon snack. I'm Lydia Lighthouse, Chief Veterinarian. We're so glad to have you both here. We love your show. Let me give you a tour of the camp.
Thank goodness they didn't really need to. They were going to be okay, right? Lydia's team looked after lots of wild animals, including Mina.
More safe than I was close to Aslan,
the great lion. Yes. Yeah. This is Mina, the wild lioness. Very different from Aslan, the great lion. The camp also had all kinds of special equipment and vehicles. Lydia introduced Westbrook and Toby to the rest of her team. There was Miko, the veterinarian, helicopter pilot Carla, and fearless driver Perry. Just then, a monkey came over and hugged Westbrook.
Meet Ivy, said Lydia. She was injured and we nursed her back to health. Now she's all better, but she's also a real prankster.
A moment later, Ivy stole Westbrook's microphone. Lydia couldn't help laughing. Westbrook and Toby watched helplessly as the cheeky monkey ran away.
Oh, oh,
said the monkey. But before Westbrook could catch Ivy, an alarm sounded. It was an animal emergency. Suddenly, everyone was on the move. The crew jumped into action. There wasn't a single second to lose. The entire animal rescue team headed out. Carla led the way in her helicopter while Perry followed them in his all-terrain vehicle. As soon as they got close to the river, the team heard a baby animal crying for help.
That sound is coming from the riverbed, said Lydia. We can't see what kind of trouble this animal is in, Lydia explained. But this will give us a bird's eye view.
She handed Westbrook and Toby a large drone. Westbrook took the controller and Toby launched the drone into the air. A small monitor on the controller showed them everything the drone was recording as it flew above. When the drone approached the riverbed, Westbrook spotted something on the monitor.
There's a lion cub trapped between the rocks, he yelled, and a tree is blocking its way out.
Lydia started thinking of a plan. Then Westbrook noticed something else on the monitor. Something moving. Ooh, in the picture we can just barely see what that something is. Do you see it? Yeah.
A sea serpent.
Close enough. White, there's a big log floating toward him, Westbrook said. Lydia took the controller from him and looked at the screen.
That's not a log, Lydia cried. That's a croc. We need to rescue that lion cub right now.
Everyone sprang into action and began working together to help the cub. Carla used her helicopter to carry away the fallen tree. Then Perry used his all-terrain vehicle to clear the rocks out of the way. Toby and Lydia distracted the crocodile with meat snacks. But Westbrook had the most important job. He slid down into the riverbed to rescue the lion cub. Thankfully, the cub ran right to him. Everyone cheered. The lion cub was saved. Westbrook held the sleeping cub on his lap all the way back to camp.
I wanted to film the rescue, Toby said sadly. When I went to grab my camera from the Jeep, all I found was this banana peel.
Oh no. Westbrook squinted at the banana peel.
A banana stole your camera?
Lydia burst out laughing, and then Toby understood.
What a cheeky monkey,
he grumbled. Ivy had taken his camera. When the team returned to the animal rescue camp, Ivy was waiting. She'd had the camera the whole time. She'd even somehow pressed the record button. Toby looked at the footage. The monkey had recorded the entire rescue. Westbrook and Toby were thrilled. Boy, that's got to be hard to know that a monkey can do your job for you. Before they left, Westbrook filmed one last shot of camp. Suddenly, there was a loud roar. It was Mina, the lioness. She was staring at Toby's camera and didn't seem happy.
I guess Mina doesn't like being filmed,
said Toby, shaking with fear.
Should we run?
Yes, Westbrook yelled. He quickly ran away and accidentally dropped the camera. Mina chased Toby and Westbrook back into the jungle. The monkey hit record on the camera.
Keep it rolling, Ivy, cried Westbrook. This is the really exciting part.
Ivy agreed.
Oh, oh.
That cheeky little monkey.
If Vic could click play on a recorder, TV, it has to be the kind of animal that can, like, use its hands like Reepy Cheep.
Oh, you mean like a talking animal?
Yeah.
From Narnia?
Yeah, and it just pretending to...
Yeah, it could be. You've got a real clever monkey there. Amazing. But either way, it is also the end.